Hey y'all, this is Twill, finally making another podcast. Goodness. Things have been so insane. I am going to run through those in just a moment, but for now, what you need to know is that this is more or less an update to let you know why I haven't been doing much of anything. Why I haven't been able to RP, make comics, make a podcast, write in my fanfics, or even be on Route 50 that much. For starters, about two weeks ago, my computer got a virus. And, well, it ended up doing so much damage to my computer that they had to replace the hard drive. And I know Navarre's going to get on to me, but it's been crazy. It took them a week because they said they've been getting in about 8 computers a day with that same virus or one of the other 7 versions of it. Oh, and I actually had someone sitting right next to me in the library get the virus while I was sitting there with them. That's how crazy it is. This is a warning going out to all of you then. The one that I got was MS Removal Tool. It presents itself as a legitimate antivirus software. It will pop up while you are exploring the internet. A little pop-up will appear saying that you may have a security risk. If you see this pop-up, you either hit the power button on your computer or you pull the cord. When you see that pop up, all of a sudden everything becomes accept. You click yes, you want the program to run, that's accepting it and it'll run. You click no, that's accepting it and it'll run. You click the X to close the tab, that's accepting it and it'll run. You hit Control Alt Delete, you hit any key on the keyboard, it will run the virus, download it onto your computer, and start shutting down your computer. The only way you can really protect yourself is to find out what your antivirus software is, and if anything else pops up, just yank the cord. Pull the cord out of the wall, cut the power to your computer. That's the only way you'll save it. Anyway, that hit my computer, and of course the hard drive had to be replaced, so I lost everything. Lost most everything. I managed to save a little bit on an external hard drive I had from the last time my computer had killed itself somehow. I'm beginning to think my computer's haunted, or emo. It likes dying, apparently. Anyway. And then last week, for those of you who don't pay attention to the news, what I believe they said was the worst string of tornadoes possibly in recorded history hit Alabama, which, for those of you who really don't know much about me, is where I live. The nuclear power plant was hit very hard, and it ended up taking out 90-something of the towers around the power plant that supply power to most of Alabama. I believe they said that at the peak, the blackout affected over 400,000 people. You didn't have power from, I think they said, Huntsville down to Tuscaloosa, which is most of the state. Thankfully, we managed to circumnavigate that a little bit. We have a very, very small cabin down at the beach that me, my mom, and my little sisters went to stay at. Yes, me, my mom, my little sisters, 6 hours in a car to a cabin that is about the size of a large hotel room. It was not fun. Anyway, just going to give a bit of an update on everything. For the podcast, I am going to try to get back into the routine of getting a new podcast up at least every other Friday. Well, I'm going to shoot for Friday and have Saturday as a backup. I may update more frequently depending on my schedule and just how I feel, but you can count on there being a new podcast every other Friday. Well, hopefully count on it, depending on how lazy I get over the summer. I am going to change the podcast a little bit, though. With the exception of the first podcast, I had something of a script to go on. You know, it wasn't perfectly scripted, but just a whole bunch of in-depth notes. And the podcasts were extremely long. I mean, the one with Kat ended up going into 6 parts, which I think 30-something minutes? I think maybe we recorded 45 total before cutting out random blank pauses and such. But I felt that, I don't know, it took a lot of time to work on the script, and it seemed, to me at least, to make the podcast almost run on longer than it should, and really made it feel a lot stiffer than I wanted the podcast to be. So I'm gonna try going mostly scriptless. I mean, I will take some notes, but I'm not gonna have these whole little segments that are in every single podcast. Mostly because there are only so many Pokemon that I can do a Pokemon of the podcast on, and sometimes Route 50 hits a slump and there's no news to report. I will find entertaining stuff to talk about, whether it's video games, the Pokemon card game, the Pokemon video game, or just, I don't know. I'll come up with stuff. Don't worry about it. This is probably boring most of y'all, isn't it? Oh, well. I've had too much tea this morning. Okay. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Anywho, to recap, I'm going to keep making the podcast. Going to shoot for at least one every 2 weeks. Maybe more often. Hopefully will not be less often. All right, moving on from that. The unofficial Route 50 Sprite comic. That I have been wanting so badly to get back into making. However, I've had setback after setback with that. I mean, I lost all of my sprites the first time my computer went bonkers. And the Geek Squad people didn't save the pictures. I told them to, but they didn't. So I lost all of the sprites that time. I started trying to get them back together. I was going to the site that I use to get the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon sprites. I was scouring the galleries to find the people who had made sprites for me or had made sprites and said that I could use. But then my computer got the virus and I lost a chunk of them again because I ended up losing every single one of the links I had saved because some of them I had found but not saved on my hard drive and just a whole big huge mess. I do want to get back to the Sprite comic. I do plan to get Pope and Sky Candy unfrozen in the near future. I am going to work on one small little alteration to the comic, And that is, to put it plainly, 8 panels for every comic is too many. One prime example would be the Chrono Trigger trilogy that I did a while back. The second comic really could have been split into 2 smaller comics. And the first comic, and I'm even wanting to say the third comic, could have been done in 6 panels, but I was too lazy to shrink the thing, the border, so I just made it, stretched it out till 8, to 8. Rather, I didn't think to shrink the border, whatever. I'm going to make borders for 4 and for 6 panel comics. That will help because that's, you know, 2 less panels that I have to make if it can be done in 6 panels. And it means I can do smaller comics that don't tell as much of a story. For those of you who read Brawl in the Family, more, I could do some stuff like that. That's just a quick punchline. Recap, I'm going to get back to it. I just need to find all the sprites and make the 2 new borders. Alright, next up, the role plays. I did manage to work on some of my RP posts while I was in Gulf Shores and internetless. Yeah, we don't have no reason to pay for internet at a beach home that we use maybe 3 months out of the year when it's like $60 down there. Or, well, not 60. If you have like the TV and the internet, it's like 70 maybe together. I don't know. Whatever. No reason to pay for it when we're only using it 3 months out of the year, if that. I would basically use my iPhone to read the RPs and then make the posts and store them in Word. That is how I did my Project Fear and parts of my STEB and TSTC, Stopping the Ending Battle, and the story Twisted Chapters, Tainted Chapters. I can't remember. I'm so horrible. I remember trying to decide between those 2 names, either Twisted Chapters or Tainted Chapters. They had the same effect, though, but now I can't remember which one I chose, and I'm off on a wild tangent again. Alright, kick the wild tangent out of the way. Go. Ah, it's got my leg! Okay. again, I need to lay off the tea. Bloggy, 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 bloggy. Okay. I have been trying to keep up with the RPs. I have some plan. I've been kicking around several ideas for new role plays. I have told Kat and Navarre about 2 of them, and I kind of promised Zeta another Kingdom Hearts role play. I don't know when I will put any of them up. I may put one of them up next week or later this week. I really don't know. As far as posting in the role plays I'm already a part of, Candy, if I have forgotten any of the role plays, please let me know. I know you were talking about Stopping the Ending Battle earlier. I am working on that. May have to cut Caitlin's post short so I can go ahead and get to Chris's, because Caitlin's is 4 paragraphs long, and maybe to get all that I wanted said, maybe another 2 or 3 in the making, and then 2 or 3 for Chris's post. Ugh. Anywho, I do plan to post in Stopping the Ending Battle, possibly Second Chance, if we want to continue that role play. I really liked it, and I really like my characters in it, but it just is going very, very slowly in terms of getting people to post. Alright, let's see. We covered podcast, comic, and role plays. As far as my fanfics, yeah, I'm sure all of you care so much about them. I'm picking on y'all. I'm sure most of you haven't read my fanfics. I do have, like, one chapter from each posted in my gallery. I'm sorry. I'm very slow in writing them. Partially out of my own laziness and partially out of just not being able to find the time that I actually feel creative and have the ability to write. I have done some work in the journal and in Route 50 plus 10. And I am currently, like was a couple of minutes ago, rewriting a chunk of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Forgotten Memories. With the journal, I am just really, really stalling on that because I don't like writing sad, depressing, dark stuff. And that's where the second entry and is heading, and the third entry is just... it's just really dark. It's going to have a really sad backstory to one of the characters in it. In Route 50 plus 10, I hit a little bit of a hiccup trying to write a bit of an unwritten past, as funny as that sounds. With it taking place in the future, I'm having to write a past that hasn't taken place yet. Yeah, that's... I'm confusing myself now. And it just was hard to write. And unlike with the journal, I'm not writing my own characters. I'm trying to write based on real people and real personalities. So it's kind of tough because I do want to stay true to the... four main characters and their real personalities, yet I'm also having to work in a couple of things because this is 10 years into the future. All of the characters are 20-something, with the exception of one who, depending on what year I say, might be 30-something. Finally, in Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Forgotten Memories, that story is about crazy. I have rewritten it so many times. This latest rewrite really came from me wanting to use everything I've learned through reading Legend of the Exiled and talking to Sparkleaf about writing. And everything that I've learned from the role plays that I've been a part of, everything I've learned about writing, about exploring characters' personalities, and everything into this story that I have been unofficially writing, you know, just thinking up really for since I beat Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Blue Rescue Team. So, hopefully I will be able to get the ball rolling on that. I really, really hate first chapters. They're always the hardest for me. First chapters and first posts. Anywho, I believe that's just my general update. I plan to get back to making podcasts, get back to making the comic eventually, get caught up in my role plays, possibly make a new one, and get to writing my fan fiction. Summer's coming up, so we're all going to have a lot of free time. I can't wait to see what kind of creativity comes on to Route 50 with everyone having more time to write and draw. Well, this is Twill. Hope y'all have a good day, and see y'all on the chat soon.